Another drive down the middle on Jody Jenkins, the golf guy.
Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network. And we thank you for your continued support and loyalty to the program. John Bevere is our guest this morning. And I want to let you know, first of all, before we get back to John, Shield. It's a newspaper locally. You can find them online, shieldmedia.ca. Recently started writing a column for them. And we are so excited to be able to reach more and more people with the Golf Guy program. And we always welcome your support and your comments. J-O-D-I-E, that's Joe. At jjthegolfguy.com if you want to send me an email. John, I want to thank you again for joining us on the program. I know your time is precious, and we certainly appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about the golf side. I know when I first contacted your people, I've read a lot of your books. I've watched you speak several times, and I thought, you know what? I have a feeling. I don't know why this is, but I have a feeling this guy might be interested in golf. Went on your website. Sure enough, it talks about your affiliations, your passions for golf and what you do. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to call his people, see if he'd love to be a guest on our show. Long story short, here you are. But tell us a little bit about how you started playing the game and what it is you do on the golf course.
Well, you know, it all started back in high school. I just wanted to, tennis was my life. I played Junior Davis Cup. I played the USTA circuit. And I played 1 year of golf in high school and kind of liked it, but never really got into it that much until After I got married, I started playing, and there was a break that I stopped playing for a while, which I can go back to later. But what happened was about 10-12 years ago, I really started playing a lot more because I'm turning 48 here in 2 weeks, and I wanted to have something because I was playing ice hockey, and I was getting a little old for ice hockey. So at 44, I dropped that sport. And can you believe it? I'm living in Florida and Colorado and playing ice hockey. But I started playing golf, and this is actually a testimony. I went to the Lord because my handicap was always anywhere from 10 to 16. And I went to prayer, and I said, you know, Lord, if I'm going to play this game, I want to enjoy it. So I'm asking you to teach me and give me the ability to be a scratch golfer. And now, in the past 3 years, my handicap presently is a plus one.
No way.
So so actually God only answered my prayer, but he had me go one better than scratch. And it's amazing to me how that God will be concerned about just the little things in your life. But as a result too, you know, of my traveling, you know, I'd pray, Lord, I want to play some of the prettier golf courses. I've gotten to play Pebble Beach several times. I've played New South Wales Golf Club, which is the third best course in Australia. I just played the Ocean Course where they're playing the PGA, Senior PGA. I just played that 2 weeks ago. I've gotten to play all these. I just played this week the Kings Mill where they just played the LPGA, the River Run Course. And I've played the Blue Monster. I've gotten to play all these amazing courses, Pinehurst number 2. I could go on and on and on. And you know, it's just amazing how that God says, I care about the little things in your life. And you know, when we put him first place, and he is absolutely first place in my life, I mean, I would walk away from golf in a heartbeat right now if God told me to do it. And that's actually another part of my story earlier in my life. But if he told me to, I'd do it because my priority is to serve him, to please him. And now he's answered these prayers. One of my closest friends is Aaron Badley, who we met 3 years ago. He came to 3 of the services I did, and we had breakfast the next morning, and we've just become very, very close friends. So God has just done some amazing things, and I just think the sport is so great because, you know, you have to walk in integrity in golf. You're not competing so much against other people, although we do that a lot, but you're competing against yourself as well. And I just think it's an amazing sport.
John Bevere is our guest on the program, and we're talking golf. And, John, I want to get your take. You mentioned Aaron Badley, and we're a big fan of him here on the program because it gives us an opportunity that when he's near the top to say Badley is playing goodly, but that's a whole other story. But I want to get your take on Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson, very, very Christian, and he's a great guy, won the Masters event. And a lot of people afterwards, when he made his speech or he accepted the green jacket, people always focused on the fact that he thanked God, and without God he would be nowhere. Do you find that interesting that people would pick that out of everything he said?
Yeah, I do, and I think it's appropriate. I think that's what Zach was desiring and wanted to communicate. Zach, again, was just saying, above all else, the most important thing to me in my life is my walk with Jesus Christ. And Aaron, I spoke with Aaron afterwards. You know, we talk a lot, Aaron and I, and Aaron said that Zach is truly a strong believer. He loves God. And I was just so proud of Zach to give God the glory the way he did. And we need more athletes to continue to do that, because athletics is huge today in our society. Let's just face it. It's massive. And so God loves people, and he's interested in reaching people. And so isn't it interesting that he has strategically placed very strong believers in all these different sports who will give God the glory? If you look at Tony Dungy when they won the Super Bowl, just giving God all the glory, and the owner of the Indianapolis Colts doing the same thing. Well, it's no accident this is happening, because God loves people and he wants to reach people.
John Bevere is our guest. You can find him and his wife Lisa online, MessengerINTL, that's MessengerInternational.org, and we encourage you to check out that website. You'll find some fantastic products on there and find out more about John and Lisa and what it is they do. Quickly, John, before we let you go, equipment, what do you got in the bag and what are you swinging?
It's interesting. I just got a whole new set of clubs from Hot Sticks down in Scottsdale here a couple months ago, and I've got the R7 driver. But the thing to me more important than the head is the shaft, and I've got the upper end, the Brombax, the upper end of the Fujikura shaft in there. It's just unbelievable. Then I'm hitting the R7 three wood. Then I'm hitting the Hybor Cleveland hybrids, so the 2i and the 3 on that. And then my irons are the Mizunos, and the wedges are the Mizunos as well. And then my putter, which I absolutely love, is the most wildest looking putter, but it's called the Never Compromise, and the thing looks like it's a Martian head. But I'm telling you what, that putter, oh my goodness, it's just you roll that ball, you know exactly where it goes. The Never Compromise, the ball comes off the face so well. And then the ball I use is the new Pro VX. I love the soft cover on those, so it gives you a lot better control around the green, but yet it's still got the distance off the tee, and just great, great ball.
And how often do you get to play a week, John? I know with the busy schedule you have.
Oh, I try to average in the summertime twice a week, and in the wintertime once a week, but you know, every once in a while, we'll get spurts like this week. I mean, it's been a really fun week. I've gotten to play four times and two courses in Virginia, a course in Atlanta, and then a home course here. So it was a really fun week. But this next week may not be as much, but I try to get it in whenever I can. Got some really good friends down here that are two pros in Colorado Springs, and we have this long-standing matches go. So last year I think I lost to one of them 12-10 and the other one 13-11. So the three of us just go out and have a blast.
John Bevere, our guest on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. And once again, his website, along with his wife Lisa, is messengerintl.org. Make sure you check that out. And John, we thank you for joining us on the program. I know you're a busy guy, and here's something to think about. If you ever feel led to come to Canada and play in Ontario, please let us know. We'd appreciate it.
Jody, that's for sure. I would love that. Love to get around with you sometime.
Excellent. All right, John, have a fantastic day, and we certainly thank you for doing this.
Thanks, man.
Check out The Golf Guy online, jjthegolfguy.com. I put my hope. Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston.
Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.
Golf season is back, and Poplars is gearing up
for
another great year. It's
2-1
golf Fridays at Poplars Golf Club. Every Friday, play two games
for
the price of one. Poplars Golf Club in Tweed. Full details, click on poplarsgolfclub.com.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on, unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.